Simon King, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 23rd of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight: low, southern Sweden 1000, expected Norway 1000 by midnight tomorrow. Atlantic low expected Southeast Iceland 994 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, North Utsira, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in West Viking. Fair, good. South Utsira, northwesterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4, then southerly 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames. Northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Dover. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay, west or northwest 2 to 4, fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 3 or 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 3 or 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, southwest 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 at first in Malin. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain then showers, good, poor for a time. Bailey, southeast, veering southwest later, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later. Rain then showers, good, poor for a time. Fair Isle, east Faroes, variable 3 or 4, becoming southeasterly 5 or 6. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. West Faroes, southeast Iceland, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 3 or 4 later in southeast Iceland. Rain, moderate or poor. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east 1, 19 miles, 1019 falling. Stornoway, east by north 3, 19 miles, 1020 falling. Lerwick, north-northwest 3, 27 miles, 1019 falling slowly. Lucas, north by west 1, 19 miles, 1020 falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west 3, 1019 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 2, 11 miles, 1020. Jersey, east southeast 3, rain, 1.5 miles, 1019 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 3, 5 miles, 1019. Scilly Automatic, northwest 2, 6 miles, 1021 falling more slowly. Valencia, east northeast 1, 22 miles, 1021 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north northeast 1, 19 miles, 1020 falling more slowly. Malin Head, south by west 2, 16 miles, 1020 falling slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, the dominant high pressure will dissipate as Atlantic frontal systems encroach from the west through Friday and Saturday. Winds will be relatively light into Friday and then become mainly south or southwest as outbreaks of rain spread across all parts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or 3, then becoming south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or 3, then becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 5 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly 3 to 4, becoming variable 2 or 3, then becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. North Forelands to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 later, rain for a time later, good becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later. Good becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Isle of Man, south or southwest 3 or 4. Veering west or southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle. Good, becoming moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4. Fair, then rain or drizzle. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, then veering southwest later. Fair, then rain or drizzle. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeast 3 or 4, veering south or southeast 4 to 6, then veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, then rain. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shetland Isles, north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, then becoming southeast 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Fishermen in southwest England are reporting an invasion of octopuses turning up in lobster and crab pots. In a couple of minutes, we'll find out why that's good news for some fishermen, but disastrous for others. Farming Today is in a couple of minutes here on Radio 4. But first, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt.
Good morning. On this day in 1785, Benjamin Franklin announced his invention of bifocals. I don't think this would have got me terribly excited 20 years ago, but now that I've been around for over half a century, I just can't cope without my multifocal glasses, which are a sort of high-tech version of Franklin's original idea. For years, I took for granted my eye's amazing ability to adjust effortlessly from reading small print to spotting a car in the distance. And now that they can no longer do it, I'm so grateful for the technology which acts as a substitute. And it's the second time in my life that I've been grateful for glasses. As a child, I didn't realise until I was six that I was massively short-sighted. I thought everyone could see the wonderful patterns on the underside of leaves and the segments on the body of an ant with as much clarity as I could. But on the other hand, I was astonished to find that everybody else had no problem deciphering the vague shapes on the blackboard as letters. And when I wore my glasses for the first time, I remember feeling dizzy, as previously hazy parts of the world sprang into an almost terrifying clarity of focus. I now know that I couldn't live an independent life without the aid of my glasses. Creator God, thank you for the intelligence and ingenuity by which we can imagine, design, and create new inventions. We pray for wisdom and insight so that our creative energy may be poured into technologies that give people life and set them free, rather than technologies which restrict life or even kill. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Rosa Hunt. Now, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, fears for the continued supply of veterinary medicine to Northern Ireland, with no agreement on that in this week's UK-EU agri-trade deal, and an invasion of octopuses off the coast of Devon. But we start with bovine tuberculosis. We've been discussing it all this week, from current eradication strategies to the latest in finding an effective way to vaccinate cattle. A breakout of bovine TB, or a breakdown as it's called when a farm loses its TB-free status, can be a huge financial blow to a farm business, and the emotional impact on farmers can be devastating. Dairy farmer Roger Lewis has first-hand experience having dealt